more from life than four kids and a wife and a job in a dark Kentucky mine. A 20-acre farm with a shacky house and barn. That's
all right. I wanted to get Matt Bracken, who's a really smart researcher, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, on about where we are. How many days are we in the new Trump administration? 280-something? This Mondami thing, the Red-Green Alliance. A lot of Republicans, great, this will expose him. No, this is a long-term plan. This is not funny, like Steve Bannon said. This is serious. Yeah, 290 days today. But this tariff thing, if the Supreme Court shoots that down, that's 500%. Because I say that, there's five Supreme Court rulings he can do what he's doing that I know of. And I've talked to the experts and seen it. If they shoot that down, he's got to override it with a constitutional crisis. Then we've got all this other stuff. How does the shutdown, 36 days in, feed into this? A couple days, they canceled 10% of the flights. They say they may have to cancel them all. The Democrats aren't going to stop. All they have is election fraud. They want to tank the economy. Trump has emergency powers that you have to break the glass for. We didn't bring ourselves to this point. So at this point, I say get rid of the filibuster. I mean, probably wouldn't be able to get it done, but pack the Supreme Court. I mean, they brought us here. They're the ones doing all this illegal stuff. We're doing break the glass emergency stuff that's in the Constitution. I'll ask Matt Bracken about that when we come back at the start of the next segment. I'll turn the baton over to him ahead of the War Room with Harrison Smith, 3 to 6 p.m. today. And obviously, just like you saw me the last few nights, I got a bunch of news I haven't hit and more stuff breaking. I'll be filing reports at Real Hawk Jones on X, at Rumble, and InfoWars for now. But look at this. Justice Department preparing subpoenas for John Brennan probe. Sources say, well, I broke that 6 months ago. They've already been subpoenaing people in his orbit, and Brennan is extremely concerned. Tulsi Gabbard's already released the documents where Obama ordered Crossfire Hurricane through Brennan. It was always Brennan commanding it behind the scenes, the Arctic Frost. It's him. And so they're closing in. And we have already seen three indictments. They're being hamstrung by people like Todd Blanche. But Trump's patience has been lost. Just like he fired the new head of NASA that Elon wanted and figured out he'd been manipulated, brought him back yesterday. Let me tell you, Trump knows he's got foxes in the hen house. So Trump on the possibility of Supreme Court halting tariff power, it would be somewhat catastrophic for the country. I agree with that. We're going to play that clip when we come back briefly. And then I've got some really good news out of Texas. But we've got a guest here who's got important news to cover. So I'll do a report on the good news out of Texas that'll be out by, 4 o'clock or so today. Because I need to elaborate on this. So, guys, all the clips I sent you, just send them to do. We're going to do that after this. Because I got Matt on because I want to get his expertise and understand all this. Got a very good ruling out of Texas. Very exciting. And, of course, it's pure common sense. But common sense in a world of tyranny sounds crazy. It's the old thing of the old wise king and a witch poisoned the well and made the whole city-state go crazy. But he hadn't drunk out of it, so he wasn't crazy. They were all turning against him. So he went and drank from the well. That's some sick wisdom. I wouldn't do that. But that's kind of what we're dealing with here. So, there's also this. God almighty, there's just so much. I'll do a special report on this, too. You'll find on X and Rumble. We'll have on the side for you to share. We already knew this. We already knew this from our sources. Good God. Comey's daughter, Marine, offered to free Jeffrey Epstein if he falsely implicated Trump in his crimes, according to his cellmate. Yep. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I've been focused all day mainly on the tariffs in the Supreme Court. I know we're focused on Mondami, and that's important and what that means. We're about to cover that in the next 45, 50 minutes. And I had an economist on earlier breaking it down. This is totally constitutional. If they rake back the hundreds of billions that have already been brought in, it's going to lower the credit rating. It's going to fry the whole Trump plan. Even though the Supreme Court's done some good rulings recently, those were mainly just political. This is where the neocons and the globalists come in. Because their whole globalist system is based on unfair trade deals with China and others screwing over the West. So I cannot describe to you how existential this is. And I was talking about this at 11 a.m. Not like I'm smart. It's just a fact. Here's Trump. Later in the day, like what, 1 p.m. or so, Trump on the possibility of Supreme Court halting tariff power. It would be somewhat catastrophic. Somewhat catastrophic for our country. President Trump confirms if the Supreme Court strikes down tariffs, America will have to pay back trillions. We're taking in trillions, European Union, $950 billion, Japan, $650 billion. He's already got the deals. South Korea, $350 billion. Do the right thing. But that's because you can read the writing on the wall. Two conservative justices, Roberts and Gorsuch, three of the liberals, literally excoriated the Trump lawyers and said, you're not allowed to have taxes. That's the power of Congress. Well, it's not a tax. It's a regulatory system outside the country, not a tax on the people. You don't have to buy a Mercedes or a BMW if the price doubles. No. So this is outrageous, but it's what I expected. And I said months ago, expect the treason on the tariffs. Expect the Supreme Court to show themselves. And now you got red lights flashing everywhere. I have a very bad feeling. Yet Roberts under investigation for all these weird law groups he's part of that advertise. They go to these dinners and these week-long retreats and they, quote, make business deals according to what they're doing in the court. I mean, it's a clearinghouse of evil. So here's Trump back-to-back, and then we'll get Matt Bracken's take on it.
This is the best one, and we can do other things, but they're slow by comparison. Like as an example, with the 100%, I was able to do it instantaneously when we were threatened by the rare earths, as you know, the magnets. And I did it instantaneously. It was a matter of seconds. And it was a matter of seconds that I got a phone call. Let's work this out. We would have had not nearly the defense that we had. It would be a shame. It would be somewhat catastrophic for our country. I have to be honest with you. I don't want to get too much involved. But what we've done, we're taking in hundreds of trillions of dollars. If you take a look at the numbers we have, we're at $17 trillion right now. We're going to be at $21 trillion, about $21 trillion, by the time I've finished my first year. Biden, as an example, the Biden administration was at less than a trillion for 4 years. We're going to be at $21 trillion for 1 year. In the history of the world, there's never been a country that's done that. Not China, not the U.S., not anybody. And a lot of that is because of the tariffs and the fact that the president is a competent president that knows how to use them. And I use them for national defense.
Before the Supreme Court issues a ruling, it could be several weeks, Are you going to lay out any new additional tariffs
before? I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to hope that we win. I can't imagine that anybody would do that kind of devastation to our country. You know, we'd have to pay back trillions of dollars. We've taken in trillions. We haven't taken in billions. We've taken in trillions of dollars. We've made trade deals based on that that give us, as an example, European Union, $950 billion. Japan, $650 billion. South Korea, $350 billion. Without this, we're not talking about that kind of money. And they're okay. They're satisfied. They love us. I just left. They all love us. So it's not like we're such bad people. But they were doing it to us until I came along.
All right. Now, notice that's at 1:46 p.m. East. That's 12 noon, 12:46 noon hour. Let's go to Infowars.com. I wrote that headline myself 2 months before I went live. See it right there? 10:58. SCOTUS set to overturn Trump's tariffs, devastating American comeback. Now, obviously, that's no-brainer. But when he says devastation, he's not joking around. That's what's devastated us long-term. So I'm going to hand the baton to Matt Bracken to take over. He's got a lot to cover on Mondani and the big picture and the left and false flags. Russia's warning that NATO is going to launch a false flag on our nuclear reactor to get control, because they're losing so bad, the NATO and Ukraine. But before I do that, just briefly, because I barely plugged today, the state receiver's been here three times the last 3 weeks. He's here today. They're marking all the equipment. He says, we may shut you down next week, maybe next month. We don't know. We have the Alex Jones Network backed up. We've survived so many attacks. People don't take this serious. Remember when we get shut down, go find us at Real Alex Jones. We'll have new websites, new sites, all the stuff announced. You're the Paul Revere's. I need you. I need you. You need me. Okay? I'm not a drama queen. They just released more documents last week and last week with Arctic Frost saying, get Alex Jones and get his crew, Jack Smith, targeting us. Yeah. We have the bad guys coming at us because we know what we're doing. We have the guests. We have the experts. We know what we're talking about. They can't stand this. They can't stand we've got their plans. So if you support your own future and want to stand against Soros and the globalists and Islamicists and BlackRock, then you got to support the people that are under attack and get great products at the same time. Go to thealexjonesstore.com that I don't own, so they can't shut it down, that funds our new endeavors. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, 25% off store-wide on top of 50% off when you sign up for auto ship canceling time on the Ultimate Methylene Blue, all the other incredible supplements. It's all there. Giveaway gun safe. It's all there. And when you're a VIP for $30 a month, canceling time, you get $40 to spend the store instantly. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're going to buy anything, be a VIP. On top of that, if you have the Droid or Apple app, it's an additional 20% off. You just order through the app. It's the same shopping cart. It's insane. But I sell some stuff at Lost Leader because I want you to get it. We have over 80% reorders on things like Methylene Blue. 70%+ of their supplements, because they work so good. Just take action and stand up for yourself. This is not a Netflix show. It's not a football game. This is interactive. This is about you. This is about the future. This is about defeating these globalists. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. And then, by the way, this deal, the 50% off with the auto ship, 25% off store-wide on top of it, that ends Sunday at midnight Central Time, so take advantage of that. The great Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignDomestic.com, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, really respect him. Smart geopolitical mind takes over now. Matt Bracken.
Yeah, first, before we start talking about the news, I want to show I've been trying this stuff for the last 3 months, and I'm still on one bottle, believe it or not. I thought it would. So I just do one of these. Stir that around a little bit.
I haven't gotten your review. Thanks for getting the bottle. I should have sent it out to you.
No, I got the double deal a couple months ago.
What was the effect you had, or if any?
It's sharpness, focus, and more attention. Well, I take it on writing days so that I can, you know, really dig into my material.
Well, you weren't fat before. You were in shape, but it looks like it's some inflammation's gone down your face.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. But I would recommend you use a blue cup, because this stuff will stain anything, and your wife will get mad if it gets on the counter. You know, it's
It's bad. It's really strong.
It's strong stuff.
Well, thank you, Matt Dragon. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought that I thought this would only be like, you know, a month's supply, and I've still got it really goes a long way. I use one dropper. One dropper, that's it. Anyway, though, I do recommend it.
Usually the first time you take it, is what hit you the hardest. What happened the first time you took it?
It like a kind of a coffee without any kind of a coffee buzz, but I think that it definitely carries over multi-day. It's not like you're getting, it's not like you drink coffee and 20 minutes later there's a caffeine hit. I think that it, for me, it's it definitely carries over. So I do you know, one a day, like in the middle of the day before I'm going to start writing, and that's it. And there's you know, no side effect. There's no like letdown or I mean, I don't know. I asked Grok about it, and I asked Grok because I was just interested in it from my reading creativity kind of angle. I'm writing rather, you know, writing a new book on Ireland, the future in Ireland. But I had once had a prescription to something called modafinil, which people on like third shift use to stay alert and awake, like working at the nuke plant overnight. But they found out that it had a side effect of like great attention and alertness and some maybe creativity. They give that to soldiers now instead of speed, instead of amphetamine, because they don't just want you, you know, running around the battlefield hyped up. They want you also having high cognition. And Grok compared the two, and the MB, you know, this is it's legit. I mean, it's not snake oil. I mean, it's considered serious stuff. So, I mean, I take it. I recommend.
Well, thanks for the testimonial. But I've heard of modafinil. That's what they developed. What, 25 years ago, they were the pilots on long missions were the first ones. Were like, you were being given basically Adderall, but it caused mistakes. So they spent decades trying to develop something and finally had it 20 years ago that wasn't really habit forming and didn't fry you, but gave you, you know, kept you up. They found it had even more focus. I've heard of that drug. My doctor actually recommended it to me. And
Modafinil.
Modafinil. But what did Grok say about the two comparatives?
And I also asked about low dose cannabis, you know, for the creativity angle. And modafinil is you know, definitely for alertness and attention and maybe some of the creativity benefits, but it's what I've been using, you know, for several months, and I do recommend it. I know airline pilots that also do like a half a dropper, you know, long flights over the ocean, things like that.
Well, we know RFK Jr. takes a lot of it.
Yeah, right. And he's certainly alert. Can't do anything for his voice, but that's a different situation.
Well, thanks for the plug. I can't wait to listen to you.
Yeah, this is I've been listening today, yesterday, and I think that New York is going to be a really perilous situation and a bellwether. Some people like George Will and others are saying, well, they deserve it. They're going to get their punishment. But this infection and this rot and corruption, it's not going to just stay in the five boroughs. You know, New York City is like the ballast and the center of gravity of New York and really New England, you know, economically, culturally. So it's not like they're going to do escape from New York and put a wall around, you know, the city. They can't do that. So you have to think, well, is Mamdani, is he really just stupid? Does he really think that, you know, socialism is going to work this time in New York City? Then no, there's no way. You know, first of all, socialism and communism can only work to the extent that they can work at all if you have a fence around the entire sovereign entity, like East Germany or Soviet Union. You can't have communism in a city where people can leave. The doctors will just leave. You know, people don't realize this. The Berlin Wall did not go up in 1945. It went up, I think, in 1961. And it went up because of the brain drain. You know, the entrepreneurs, the doctors, they just started leaving East Germany, and eventually they had to put up the inner German border and a wall to keep people in. So there's no chance that they're going to be able to, for example, have New York City grocery stores. I mean, that's guaranteed to fail. It could work to a certain extent in the Soviet Union, because from the farm, to the cities, one government controlled the entire process. But suppliers aren't going to bring food into New York City at below market price, and especially not if people aren't going to be arrested for shoplifting and stealing. I mean, it's just an open invitation when you've got this new mayor who's a defund the police guy, calls the police racist, he hates capitalism, lied to get into the country. He's only been in the country 5 years, right? So the next thing you know, he's a young 30s guy, and he's the mayor of New York. So he's both for Islam, Sharia law, and for trans and homosexual rights. And you say this is the cognitive dissonance must be breaking his head. No, not at all, because his goal is to wreck the city and, by extension, wreck the state. It's a well thought out plan. We're all familiar with the Kalergi plan. You can see aspects of that here, just flooding the country with people from the third world, from very low IQ countries that are guaranteed to vote Democrat for the rest of their life. In cities like New York and in states like California, we've seen anybody can vote. There are all kinds of people bragging on social media that they're illegals and they just voted. You just walk in and fill out a ballot. In California, you get when you get a driver's license, which they give to illegals, on the same form is your voter application. And you have to affirmatively X out that you don't want to vote. It leans towards you're going to be a voter when you get your driver's license as an illegal alien. I mean, that's why the sanctuary cities and states are sticking to their guns like this, because they would probably lose 10 or 20% of their electorate if the illegals couldn't vote. And we've seen that in New York. Something like, I saw 2/3 of New Yorkers now, New York City residents, have somebody in their household who is not born in America. I mean, this is like beyond Ellis Island era. But at least then, the people that came wanted to be Americans. They saw the Statue of Liberty. They wanted freedom. They weren't getting off the boat, to go on welfare, to hook into an NGO funded with our tax dollars that's set up to basically fund everything that they need. There's an account I follow on X called Oil Field Rando, like random. He's in the Southwest, an oil worker. Great account. He's been digging into all of these funding channels in different states where illegals that just get off the plane or off the boat or that cross the border under Biden, immediately they're getting 5-10 times more than what any American on welfare gets. It's like, oh, we've got aides that are going to be assigned to your case to make sure all your kids that have never seen a dentist get dental care, that you're going to get every kind of checkup. You're going to get housing allowances. You're going to get the cell phone, the EBT card, everything right off the bat. They're literally buying votes. And I just mentioned the Kalergi plan. Count Kalergi in the early 20th century, he was a Japanese-European mix, and he kind of had he was born with a real chip on his shoulder about Europeans and wanted to basically blow up the European ethnic identities. Today, they actually have an award in the EU, the Kalergi Award. It's like their highest award. What have you done to most wreck Europe? I mean, it's literally an award that they give. And then you've got a couple of Americans, I suppose they were Americans, Cloward and Piven at the University of Columbia. They came up with, I think, or maybe another university, but they came up with the Cloward-Piven strategy to break capitalism by overwhelming it with people on welfare and taking social services, so that the default will be everybody apply for social services. There's no way the capitalist system can function. It'll wreck the economy, and that will lead to the proper revolutionary conditions before moving into Marxism. So you've got so far the Kalergi plan and the Cloward-Piven strategy. And the third part of this triad is the Dunning-Kruger effect. I love all these names. So the Dunning-Kruger effect is basically where morons think they're smart, okay? At the when you have a person who's got like an 85 IQ and you ask him if he thinks he's a genius. He's too dumb to know what he doesn't know. So these fools in New York that are voting for Mamdani, they think they're being smart. Like we're going to outsmart capitalism. We're going to finally get a socialist in. They don't realize they're being used as like the cannon fodder, the useful idiots to bring in the Kalergi plan. That's flood the country with non-ethnic Americans, hopefully from a low IQ place. Cloward-Piven, they only foresaw Americans going on welfare. So now you add the rest of the world going on welfare. That's Cloward-Piven. And then Dunning-Kruger, these millions of people, with a sub 80 IQ that get to vote. It's amazing to think that when America became great, when we wrote the Constitution, our founding fathers, our original document, set this country on its path, it did it under a gold standard and with tariffs. Just saying. But that at that time, the only people who could vote were landowners, adult male landowners. I mean, you had to have some skin in the game. The idea that we would not only empty out insane asylums and give drug needles to addicts, but then at the same time, we're going to lead them to the drop box for a ballot that they probably won't even fill out. I mean, in California, they had the envelope where you could see the no votes and throw them out right through the envelope. I mean, this country's democracy has become a sham at this point. And I don't see when you extend suffrage to essentially the retards and the misfits, that we've generated in this country, not just the people with low IQ, but then leading them into the path of mental pathologies like transsexualism. And then you not only let them vote, you put the paper in their hand or you send multiple ballots to their apartment. Maybe they don't even live there anymore. And everything is made to default to the vote will count. So there's really, I don't think, any way we're going to vote ourselves out of this mess. I don't think we're going to come up with a better political strategy. The Republicans aren't going to reunite and all come together behind Trump and find a way. Schumer will finally give up. I don't think that's going to happen. I think this Mexican standoff is going to continue, the shutdown. And I think that the wheels are coming off. I think that we're hearing vibrations in the engine that shouldn't be there. And when we come back, I want to talk about the economy a little bit, because there are things happening where the leaders of our economy, I think, are really way out into bubble territory. The flagships of our economy, like NVIDIA and Palantir, I think that they're just like the mighty Titanic heading for the iceberg. The flagship is, I think, in trouble. And we'll talk again on the other side of the break. It's Matt Bracken today.
I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You, the viewer, you, the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. And then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're doing it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple tested. We sell it in a private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to thealexshowstore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He just hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own thealexshowstore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation. And has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, a lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear. We have the Trump gear. We have the InfoWars gear. We have the Alex Jones gear. We have the comedy gear.
a lot of fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts. We have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, especially get some funds in because these are high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line. All very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there. The widest selection. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's 30 days. It started a few days ago. A Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. While supplies last, could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red, about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off in the future, even when it sells out for everybody else. Cancel any time. Alex Jones signature blades are in now. Knives I went out and found and thought were the best and got at low prices. They'll sell out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades. All supplies last. VIP membership. Anybody buying anything should be a VIP member. Just at checkout, pay $30 and get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Get 40% credit in the store each month instantly. Number one way to support a broadcast. 80% reorder on our supplements. Nobody else has that. That's how good they work. We support you and fight for freedom together. You support us together. We are changing the world. Stock up now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. We can't do without you. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you all.
I also notice your cup is stained blue on the inside.
I've been caught.
You got a little, did you find some methylene blue floating around here?
I did, man. I commandeered some from Harrison's office.
Yeah, AlexJonesStore.com. Check out the supplements we have, 25% off apparel. Methylene blue, you can get for 50% off if you get a subscription and you never run out. So,
amen.
I know Stuart's going to be looking for a bottle. I'm going to go try to track one down for him while.
If you don't mind, I have a bottle that fills too.
You like both. What do you like better?
You know what? I like them both.
Okay.
When I'm traveling, the pills definitely.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's not going to, you're not worried about it breaking open or.
No, on the way over here, I took a couple.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm driving.
Yeah. So with driving, did you feel more alert while you were driving or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took a couple shots while I'm in here in lieu of coffee. You guys ran out of coffee, so I went and got some methylene blue.
That's all he needs is a little methylene blue.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're back. You know, I said we're going to talk about the economy, which in some ways reminds me of the Titanic. You know, full speed ahead. Everything's great. Stock market is hitting all-time highs. But before I do it, I want to mention something about this Republican Party fratricide that's going on. It really makes me sick to see what wimps and terrible words I would say about the neocons and the Israel First part of the party, what they're doing over the slap over Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, you know, platforming Nick, who's obviously been on Alex Jones many times recently, very smart guy. Don't agree with a lot of what he says, but now trying to excommunicate people like Tucker from the Republicans. I mean, he just spoke at Turning Point a couple weeks ago, and now they're trying to turn him into Hitler. So I'm sorry to see the Heritage Foundation president backing away from what his defense of Tucker. It just shows such weakness. Meanwhile the Democrats are just riding roughshod. They have an attorney general. Imagine. The guy that will be choosing the cases, who to prosecute, who to let off, who to have cases thrown out, said, I want to shoot you in the, I want to shoot a Republican colleague in the head. And he wasn't joking. You know, that those text messages and a phone call showed he was dead serious, including wanting to see his colleague's children killed so that his colleague would understand the importance of gun control or something. I mean, this is really sick stuff. So we've got a communist in New York City. You know, he's Trevor Loudon in the last hour, great guest, expert on communism, you know, world, the every bit of everything about communism. So this guy comes in, Mamdani, and in just 5 short years, he's the mayor of our biggest, most important city. That's like the beating heart of New England, New York City. And he's going to blow it up, essentially. He's going to sabotage it. He's not stupid. He knows they're not going to be able to invent supermarkets with, you know, out of magic fairy dust to feed people. And if they don't want to pay, they'll just steal it and there will be no police. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. He knows what's going to happen. This is like driving a stake through the heart. I mean, you can say, look, Matt, it's only one city, but it's almost like saying, all right, we're going to, you know, rip the battery out of the car. We're going to tear the crankshaft out of the car. The car won't run without it. This is, you know, the knock-on effects are going to be terrible. NYPD are going to be leaving in droves. Sure, they'll come to Florida, but you can't, you know, you can't have a socialist system where people can leave and where capital can leave. So this is not, you know, like another experiment, number 9,000, that socialism / communism can't work. This is a plan to blow up New York City. This is a plan to wreck it. Mamdani doesn't care. You know, he'll move on to the next project after this. It's you know, terrible to see what's happening, but at this point, it's hard to avoid the conclusion that, you know, we're stuck on this ride. Newsom's going to have they passed this Prop 50 out there that to basically give no representation to Republicans out of California. It's already gerrymandered 90%. They want to gerrymander it 100%. I mean, even in some strong countries, you just see such weakness. You know, you see in Texas, Abbott seems to be just in the thrall of the Chamber of Commerce GOP types, because he'll, you know, he's just bending over, kowtowing to all of these immigrant groups because he thinks, oh, it's going to increase our GDP. In Texas right now, we have imported, and not just in Texas, but it's going to be a battleground. We've imported two ancient clans that have an ancient feud, and if you can, which is the Hindus and the Muslims. And if you can imagine, the Muslims hate the Hindus 100 times worse than they hate Christians and Jews. You know, under the Sharia law, Christians and Jews get a little waiver as long as they're, you know, good boys and they follow the rules as dhimmis, as second class citizens. They can be tolerated because they're people of the book. So as long as, you know, you don't step on the Sharia toes, as long as you pay your jizya tax and, you know, step out of the way of Muslims and never strike a Muslim, even if a Muslim strikes you, you can survive. Muslims hate Hindus like kryptonite. When the Mohammedans went into South Asia, Pakistan and India, it was just a slaughter to the death. They're idol worshippers, obviously. And so now in Texas, you've got not only mega mosques and Mohammedan enclaves being built with the government's, you know, affirmative A-OK, but you've got Hindu enclaves being built with, I think, what is it, 100-foot monkey god statue? I mean, get out of here. 100-foot monkey god statue in the Bible Belt, Texas? And if you can say, so what, Matt, who cares? You're importing another civil war. Don't we have enough? Muslims and Hindus hate each other. It'll be feud, clan warfare, period. And by the way, that reminds me, I think it's going on right now, but in Birmingham, England,
there's a really big soccer match that's been anticipated for weeks. It's in kind of a wacky league it's not like, you know, the main national leagues in the UK, but there's an Israeli team called the Maccabees. They're playing a Birmingham league team, and the Muslims in Birmingham run the place. They own Birmingham, England, and they're having an Israeli team playing, and it's, you know, the police are saying we can't promise any security. Israeli fans just should not go, because in previous incidents like this, you've had, clashes is to put it mild. They've hunted these guys down and beat them up. The Israelis aren't always the best fans. Sometimes they can act out themselves. But in this situation, you know, they've been warning for weeks. If you have this game, it's just going to be bloodshed. So keep your eye out for that. But yeah, so back to New York, we have a Muslim in name only, if you want to look at it that way, a Muslim communist, a pro gay trans rights Muslim communist. And you say, Matt, how can that be? These can't possibly work out together. Well, this is an old pattern. We've seen this historically. The two minority groups in a situation can form a coalition and knock off the top. In Britain, you've seen the as Muslims increase their percentage in neighborhoods, they go solidly with Labour, and Labour plus Muslims winning coalition. In the Iranian Revolution in 1979, people think it was all just Khomeini. No, it was Khomeini and the communists versus the Shah. So the communists allied with the Muslims, the Shia Muslims in Iran, until the Shah was out. Then the Muslims wiped out the communists, purged the communists. So this is an old pattern. They'll form a coalition until they've knocked off the lead, you know, the prior more stable country, the king or whatever government in England, you know, they'll knock that off, wreck the country. What they're trying to do, the communists are trying to create the revolutionary conditions to bring in communism, and the Muslims are trying to wreck the former, you know, Christian country to bring in Sharia law. And the big losers will be us, just regular old heritage Americans. We're the big losers in this battle. And we're such suckers to just put up with it, to just not see this a mile away. I mean, you can see this from outer space, what's happening. So they're going to wreck New York. They're going to basically beg Trump to send in the National Guard, because it'll be considered an insurrection. You know, the Insurrection Act is there for a reason. George Washington used it for the frigging whiskey rebellion, you know, over not paying taxes on whiskey. They sent the army, I think, in New York State or Pennsylvania. But this has been used historically. The liberals and the liberal media lose their mind now because a couple hundred fat, out-of-shape Texas National Guard guys get sent to Illinois, for example, which if you send 200 people, that means really 50 on a shift, which is nothing in a city like Chicago or Portland or San Francisco. That's nothing. But in 1962, this is what they don't tell you. Do you know how many troops, and I ask people this and people are always stunned. I first heard this on Bannon and I looked it up myself. I heard it on War Room. How many troops did John F. Kennedy, you know, darling of the Democrats at the time, how many troops did he send to Oxford, Mississippi, to Ole Miss, to integrate, desegregate the University of Mississippi? 31,000 troops. He sent not reservists, you know, called up weeks later. It was like, now move. They sent the 101st Airborne Division from Kentucky to Mississippi, active duty paratroopers, like, go now. In trucks, in airplanes, go. They had the entire Oxford, Mississippi campus look like Fort Bragg or Fort Campbell. 31,000. They had soldiers in classrooms. They had soldiers in halls. It was no messing around time. Where's that in our history lessons? Now Trump sends a couple hundred fat, out of shape weekend warriors, and the left loses their minds, like it's, you know, like it's he's becoming MacArthur and Truman has to, you know, put a leash on him or fire him. Come on, a couple hundred of troops is nothing, and the left is actively trying to trigger Trump into an overreaction, which they think that they can use. It'll be something like, you know, George Floyd, you know, meets 7 days in May. You know, it's going to be riots with troops versus Antifa. That's their goal, is to push it to that level. You know, when there's no garbage pickup, when the stores are empty because suppliers won't bring food into stores if it's going to just be robbed. They're actively instigating this conflict, and what they're gearing up for is a 2025 version of Fort Sumter. We don't know where it's going to be yet, but remember, Fort Sumter in 1861 was a federal installation, say like a federal building in Chicago, Portland, or San Francisco. It was a federal installation right in the middle of Charleston, in the harbor, not like way offshore. It's like right there, visible from every corner of the shoreline of Charleston. There's this little fort with an American flag, and it was attacked, and that began the Civil War. Now we have federal installations under siege, under attack, and if Trump even sends a couple hundred National Guard, the left loses their minds. And something that's different now, we have lawfare on every single level that are on the side of the Democrats and the insurrectionists. So when rioters throw bricks at cars and then they get tear gassed or pepper sprayed, they go in front of a you know, they get their free ACLU or the legal aid, the commie legal aid group. They get a free lawyer. The lawyers are there at the riot, handing out cards, telling them what to say, what to do. They go in front of a commie judge who lets them out. Then their commie lawyer fills out a lawsuit to sue the police for pepper spraying them. They go in front of a commie jury and they get a settlement where the rioters who were throwing the bricks get paid millions of dollars. I mean, this is upside down and backwards world that we're living in right now. And we're gearing up for much worse. And I don't know who's going to lead this parade, whether it's going to be Chicago, San Francisco, Portland, or New York. And right now, it looks like it could be New York because, you know, the mayor, when he comes in, when he's sworn in, on that day, he can fire the chief of police and bring in Che Guevara as chief of police. You know, he's got that power. And he can do things that will so demoralize the police that he won't have to fire them. They'll quit. I mean, remember, his goal is not to establish the first in history communist utopia. His goal is to set up the conditions for a bonfire and burn the city down to the point where Trump has no choice but to go in heavy like John F. Kennedy did and send, you know, entire battalions and brigades of troops. I mean, if for no other reason, to clear the garbage out. A modern city can't function if, let's say, the water treatment plant is sabotaged. If the garbage men go on strike because they're not being paid, or the garbage company won't do it for free. So Mom Donnie can say, I order the garbage trucks to pick up the trash. Well, they're going to say, the hell with that. We're not being paid. I mean, not to mention that we're in the second month now of the government shutdown, which to me reminds me of a Mexican standoff. I actually sent an idea for this cartoon to Ben Garrison, the great Ben Garrison, because I think he'd be perfect for this. It's like one of those seven-way Mexican standoffs that you see, like with Spider-Man or Pulp Fiction. You know, everybody's aiming guns at everybody. You would have Trump and Vance and AOC and Mamdani and Schumer all pointing guns at each other, but they're on a boat that's sinking. That's the economy. You know, it's not just some good, the bad, and the ugly. Who cares? Out in the middle of a grave, of a cemetery, three guys. This is a Mexican standoff while our air traffic controllers are going to be peeling away. We're going to be like we heard in the last hour with Elliot, the gold guy. We're seeing the engine seize up. This is like we've been driving with the engine warning light on, and now it's blinking. Okay, and the temperature is pegged over to hot, and we're just saying we're just going to keep driving. We have no choice. We can't stop. We have to keep driving, but the engine, you know, the gas is running out. The engine is smoking now, and you think it's just going to all solve itself? You know, the Democrats are now being run by AOC and Mamdani and the radicals. They don't care what Chuck Schumer thinks. They think he's yesterday's news. They'll be happy if Chuck Schumer goes down in history as some old cuck, some old fool, you know, that they used as a front man to take the blame, when their goal is to actually run this car right off the cliff in a way that it can't be fixed. And they think when this car is absolutely wrecked and there's food riots and everything else, that only socialism is going to save them, that Trump will come in heavy. He'll try to act like a, you know, in their mind, a Pinochet or a Franco, you know, to put down the socialist rebellion. And then they're going to trigger the big conflict. And at the end of the day, it'll be socialism on top. The Mohammedans, the Muslims, at the same time, they're listening to that and they're nodding and they're saying, sounds good to me. That looks like that's going to wreck capitalism in a way it can't be fixed. And we'll ride the crazy train with Mamdani, the pro-LGBTQ trans Muslim communist, right? Which makes no sense, but it does if you consider him to just be like the detonator, you know, that's getting ready to ignite the bomb. He wants to wreck New York, and that's like wrecking the beating heart of our economy, at least in New England. To force Trump to come in with the troops, it's going to be a total disaster. You know, and meanwhile, there's no sign of the shutdown ending, no sign at all. And you've got our flagship corporations, essentially Palantir and NVIDIA, are like so much of our economy right now. I watched a great video on a friend of mine, Mike Farris, a Coffee and a Mic show. He had Jack Gamble on talking about this like circular accounting, where they're just selling the same product back and forth to each other. You know, it's a lemonade stand where there's really no lemonades being sold, but on paper it looks like they're making millions at the lemonade stand. But it's just a chimera. It's a mirage. And right now Palantir's price to earnings ratio is like astronomical. It's like over 500. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? Have the laws of gravity been abolished? I mean, are we just like now under the new rules of physics and economics? You know, if we see, and we see Michael Burry, B-U-R-R-Y, he's in the movie The Big Short. Everybody has seen or should have seen. He called the great financial crisis before it happened. He called the bubble. He called Lehman Brothers. They said, oh, you're shorting, you're unpatriotic, you're a terrible person. You know, you should always be boosting the economy. And he's saying, like, this is a bubble. And it was. Well, he has put almost $1 billion in put options, which is like shorting options, on Palantir. You know, he is betting that the bubble is going to burst. Imagine, it's like 80% of his holdings, almost $1 billion, he's put into betting that Palantir is a bubble that's going to burst. So I think that we are really on thin ice. I mean, the only real advice I can give people at this time is, you know, have some cash, have some precious metals in your possession, you know, that you are physically holding. Have your survival food, have a water source that can last longer than, not just a couple gallons. I mean, you need a water source. Things can get really crazy. And the main thing is you have to move away from the big urban cities. You've got to get away from the blue hives. When the supply chains break down, anything that happens causes the supply chains to break down. It can be communists in New York saying, we want food, we don't want to pay. Well, they're not going to get food. It can be a cyber attack. It can be all kind of things happening on the highways with the truckers. But if the supply chains break down, this country, all bets are off. And, even things like water treatment, it's not guaranteed. These things are not guaranteed. So if you have any way to do so, try to move away from the big urban cities while you can, because I think it's going to get pretty crazy. And I think that the people that are really running the Democrat Party right now, they know it and they want to blow everything up. The communists and the Islamists both think they'll be on top of the heap when the dust settles. But I don't think that it is. I think that, we could be entering a period of frankly, a dictatorship of the left or the right or anarchy. So choose your poison. Anyway, that's me, Matt Bracken. You can get my books on Amazon or from me directly from my own website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. I've been, writing these things for many years, and most of them have been kind of coming true. So I wrote these back in the day so that people would listen to me when it really came to crunch time. And I think it is coming to crunch time. And I'm currently writing a new novel set in Ireland a few years in the future, because I think Ireland is where, if there's going to be a reconquest of Europe, I think it's going to start in Ireland. At least that's the way that I'm going to write it. And I'm really proud to be on InfoWars. I'm proud to support Alex. I don't know anybody else, not me, who could have ever borne up under the strain that that man has been under for years. The pressure that he's been under, for him not to be in a padded room right now, it blows my mind that he's physically stronger than he's been in years, and that and he's still in the fight. And there are all of these pit bulls and piranhas on him 24 hours a day. I don't know how he sleeps. I don't know how he gets up in the morning. I think almost anybody would have been a wreck long ago. So until the next time I see you, Matt Bracken, for Alex Jones and InfoWars, adios.
Now, I'm backed by you, the listeners and viewers, and we're in major legal battles, trying to shut us down, ongoing, set the new network, all of it. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that. That's our sponsor that funds InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network. It is critical to buy the products there. Plus, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. We're about to sell out probably today in the Ultra Methylene Red, first run that complements the Methylene Blue. It is an incredible formula, so good for you. Takes about an hour to kick in. The Methylene Blue takes about 30 minutes. It is not a stimulant, but it feels like one. This is so clean. The clarity is so amazing. Both these products are insanely good. Take advantage of the sale right now. Sign up for auto ship, cancel any time, and get your future order at 50% off, including your first order, even though it's about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega deals, but each deal only runs for a few days. 30 straight days of freedom fighting discounts that are absolutely empowering your body, your focus, your clarity, your health, and our operation. All you got to do is take action and try them. We have an 80%+ reorder on things like Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. That's how good these work. Right now, get 25% off site-wide on top of all of the other big sales. That's every supplement like Ultra Methylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, and hoodie, /25% off while supplies last. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment. Midnight tonight, noon tomorrow. Nobody knows, because it's all about how fast the sales come in. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
There is a disturbance in the Force. I feel the presence of an invader.
That's right, Vader. I'm taking this Methylene Red to make it available for everyone at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.